There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hey guys, Ralph Marlboro here. We need your support to keep Saints Happy Hour going this offseason. Please support the show by becoming a patron so we can continue to cover the Saints in the ridiculous fashion you've come to expect. If you support the show, you get access to the podcast ad-free. No ads ever. Plus, you get our world-famous booze bundle, 4 swag items, amazing, and you get access to our private Discord channel where you can talk Saints 24/7. So please support Saints Happy Hour so we can keep this amazing community growing. Support the show at saintshappyhour.com today.
This is Sean Payton, head coach of the New Orleans Saints. What's with this Saints Happy Cast? This has to be the worst Saints podcast in the world. Ralph can't say anyone's name right. Andrew doesn't know football. Everyone has a hard time listening to Dave. And is Kevin even there tonight? The audio with this podcast, my God, the audio, it's painful.
All right, everybody, welcome to Saints Happy Hour Podcast. Find us wherever you get your podcast. Rate us, review us, give us 5 stars, or don't give us any stars at all. Find us on the YouTubes. Listen, Saints have a ton of news to talk about. Craziness on Saints Twitter. But before we get to all that, Dave, tell us what you're drinking.
Oh, good. Thank you for asking. I'm drinking. Everybody in the Discord knows that my new hobby, my late pandemic hobby, is now tiki drinks. So I made myself a Mai Tai from the original 1940s Trader Vic recipe. Thank you. It's delicious.
Andrew, what are you drinking?
I am drinking, actually, I found one in the back of my beer fridge that I didn't know was there. I still have one sweet Tabasco left.
I have one left, our patron, that
sent us to me. It exploded all over my sink, but I still got about half of it left. So that's what I'm drinking.
I love the Tabasco ones, but my wife is afraid of them.
My wife.
So, listen, we got a lot of Saints serious news to cover. The first thing, Dave, is Drew Brees. He teased us with his workout stuff. He was like, he's doing the sled like down the street in Hawaii. We should have had Thomas do like some Don Ho Hawaii music, but he was like pushing the sled down the street for miles upon miles. Dave, after you watched the video, which I watched like a dozen times, did it make you think that Drew is coming back?
Yeah, it does. It really does. It really, really does. You know, I'm actually I'm kidding, because we saw the hair, we saw what appeared to be
the hair looks glorious. I gotta say, you gotta hit Drew Brees up, Dave, and see if you can get some tips.
I mean,
No. We'll get into that.
Premium hair club for men.
We'll get into that in a second, but it did appear as if there were quite a few thousand more hairs upon thine Drew Brees' head. I don't know if it was just, I don't know, maybe the Hawaiian light just hits different. But where I'm going with this is, I don't know, that could be bad news. Like maybe he's preparing. Okay. Look at that. Holy grail. Look, maybe he's preparing for being on TV on a regular
basis. Whoa, wait. We need to talk about Holy grail and where do you get it?
Is that our new sponsor?
It's made by
Manscaped.
I can't believe we haven't seen Drew Brees with the ad on Instagram for Holy Grail.
Yeah.
Or whatever hair products he's using. I mean,
it's made by Manscaped because they want you to grow hair so that then you have hair to groom and use their Manscaped products.
Here's the thing, though. That Drew Brees, he did the old man, like, copper bracelet. He needs to do Tom Selleck reverse mortgage. He needs to do Wilford Brimley, the diabetes. Like, he should just do all old man sponsored products right up until the time he announces his retirement. But Andrew... Right.
And no, jeans. Wait. Definitely a jeans, like a Wrangler commercial. We need one of those, too.
But now, hold on. Look, as a bald man... Okay, as a bald man, I have a problem with this. Like, Drew, you're a religious man, right? Just accept the body that God has given you. You know, don't try to change it. Don't let science intervene. Just if you're bald, you're bald. Just go with it, man. Be proud. We're all out there. We'll support you, Drew. We will support you. It's okay. I think Brittany will still love you. I can tell you for a fact your kids will still love you. One of my favorite things is when my daughter rubs my bald head. It's like one of the nicest feelings in the world. Her little hand just rubs my bald head, and she just likes to do it sometimes. Like, you just gotta – it's just accept it, man. Just go
He's
with
about
it.
To be national
Don't
on
be a pussy.
TV, though,
Don't
man.
Be a, he's a, just, he's so about who cares? Who cares? He's not getting on TV for his good looks. He's getting
I'm,
on TV.
I'm pretty Hasselbeck's, sure the NBC contract says must have a hairline.
The Hasselbecks have less hair than Dave between the two of them, and That's they're true. On the TV.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. He just needs to...
They're not calling Notre Dame games, though.
So,
no, but they also don't have the NFL resume that Drew Brees has.
Black. So, oh, here
yeah,
we.
So here's the video.
Here's the video of Drew.
Which is basically just,
like, just
him pushing something up. Well, it's not.
He's never done that.
What is he doing?
What,
is
like,
he,
what kind of sled is it?
Thomas Drew! Is going full Ralph by like you know.
Okay. Like just he's being, never done that.
Put it in the video up like 50 seconds after we talked about it.
But here's a serious question, Dave. And this is I read this in Albert Breer's Monday morning sure column on doing. SI. Never quite been Drew Brees before. Was all set to retire, and then he heard that Tom Brady and the Saints had like mutual interest if he retired last year. So then he's like, fuck it, I'm coming back.
And now this year it's Russ Wilson.
And now this year it's Russell yeah, Wilson. Does absolutely. That mean he's like,
is,
he's like, fuck
back,
it, I'm coming
dude.
Back?
Yes, he is coming back. He's already under contract. I at least think he's at least definitely contemplating it. It's not out of the question. But you know, it's like it's this time of the year. You've not been playing now for a month. Your body is probably starting to feel good. You know, all your ribs. You know, all 11 ribs are healthy. You know, I just worry because then you get to the regular season and you start playing and then you realize. Why you were so beat up and why you had to miss 5 games last season. So I don't know. It's just crazy that this is the way this is the point that it's gotten to. And that, you know, now we have to debate. The obvious question is like, do we want Drew Brees to come back? Do we want a Drew Brees
He's
to come
back?
He's
not coming back, dude.
Who could potentially
it's
hamper us, or do we, and to have,
getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about all from the comfort of your home isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte. The spirit of performance is what defines Acura. And now, it's electric. Introducing the ZDX, Acura's most powerful SUV yet. Crafted using the same formula that brought them electrified supercars and multiple IMSA championships, the ZDX has track-tested performance that packs an energy all its own. Unlock the energy and order yours at Acura.com.
Another year, last chance in front of the fans, hopefully post-COVID. Tom Brady, touchdown record, maybe go to the Super Bowl. Or do we need to move on and, you know,
I don't want to back for another year? I don't want to talk. We've talked about Drew Brees.
He's
is he going to
coming back.
He's not coming back. No. What I want to discuss is Russell Wilson to the Saints. Me and Thomas had a chat today. We got super, they're not super secret anymore, but we got super secret Russell Wilson is a Saint graphics in the pipeline. We got a show that'll blow your mind ready to go when the Saints acquire Russell Wilson. So, Andrew, the mayors are fighting. The Seattle mayor is like, keep your hands off of Russell Wilson. The New Orleans mayor is like, hey, Russ, if you want to come to New Orleans, UNC Air, we got music down here. We got all kinds of cool stuff. So so clearly it's on for Russell Wilson. But my question to you
is, does it count as tampering if the mayors are
shooting
tweets back and forth?
Do the Saints put Cantrell up to that? Like, do you think they contact her and be like, hey, can you tweet this?
I'm pretty confident the Saints and Mayor Cantrell only talk to each other when absolutely necessary.
Yeah,
I don't think the Saints are ever going out of their way to ask her for a solid on social media.
You don't think? I don't know.
Not when it comes to players.
Mayor Jenny Durkin slammed the Pelicans, who took a backhanded shot at the Pelicans. Jenny, why was that necessary?
Yeah, that was wrong.
Yeah, was that supposed to be a threat? Like, that's what you want to take of all the things that we have in New Orleans? You want to take our shitty basketball team? Yeah, go for it. You have, your main attractions are in Seattle are coffee culture and shitty weather and a wall of chewed up
people
gum.
Throwing fish.
Did you know that there's a wall? They call it art up there, I guess.
It's
there's
like
a wall.
Bubble gum or something?
Yeah, it's just like chewed up gum. And that's like, there was a website that had a top Seattle attractions. That was number 6. That was ahead of the Space Needle. It's like a wall of gum. Hey, come see our gum.
How?
Like you could have Bourbon Street. Maybe instead of Pike Place, we'll give you Bourbon Street. You could have, the music, I'll give you grunge. That's cool. That's like one thing that they've got.
But that was like in the early 90s.
Well, I think everything that's good from Seattle was from the early 90s.
Here's my question. Here's my question, Andrew. With Saints Twitter and the mayor being so thirsty for Russell Wilson, is it disrespectful? Drew Brees hasn't even said he's retired yet. Is it disrespectful that we've already done 3 podcasts about Russell Wilson? If you're a patron, you can get them all. Become a patron. It's awesome. But is it at least a little bit disrespectful?
To Jameis?
No, to Drew.
Oh, to Drew.
I don't give a shit about Jameis.
I was going to say, Jameis one of one has opinions about that.
Oh, my God. Don't even go.
It's like the bat signal. Anytime a tweet goes out about anything related to any Saints quarterback, it's like the bat signal on Twitter. And
for all the ladies out there that listen to this podcast, find yourself a man who loves you as much as Jameis one of one loves Jameis, yeah. and you'll have a mate for life.
Speaking of love, that Kevin is not on the show tonight because he's busy playing doctor. If you know what I mean, with the doctor.
Yeah,
I got a whole bunch of jokes about that, but I probably should wait for Kevin to be here for that.
I mean, he's dating a doctor. I mean, that's not even out kicking your coverage.
Wait, Ralph, let's be clear. Just because she gives him daily rectal exams doesn't mean she's a doctor.
Is she a doctor? Is she like a dentist doctor, like a chiropractic doctor, or doctor of like herbal medicine?
She's a doctor,
or like, does
like
she have
Dr.
a PhD?
Is, a
is she have a PhD and call herself a doctor? Like, we need clarity. We'll have to get clarification next
week. Ralph, the music keeps cutting out, so you gotta.
You know, just leave all the production stuff up to Thomas from now.
Yeah, let's let Thomas play with the toys. Okay,
that's why we pay Thomas tens of dollars.
Yeah, so there you go. I'm on a date with the doctor, and she's cute. Go, Kevin.
That's your question. He's tweeting this while he's on the date. How good could this date have been if he's got free time to be tweeting while he's on the date? Yeah, very.
That is the worst idea I've ever heard in my life, Tom.
Yes. Yes, it's horrible.
This idea is idiotic.
The Pels are about to blow this game. They were up 11 points with like 4 minutes left, and now they're up.
So the Pelicans are pelicaning?
Yes, they're pelicaning.
Yeah, well, they can go to Seattle. It's great. Seattle wants them. Seattle can have them. Look, eventually, every team in the NBA is going to be a former New Orleans team. You know, we could have the Jazz, the Pelicans. So you'll have New Orleans mascot names in all these random cities. Like soon, Kevin will be able to go to a St. Louis Etouffee game, watch his local NBA team. Or hey, guys, did you see the game that went into triple overtime between the Gumbo?
So Kevin, I guess Kevin is listening to the podcast on his date because he just texted me. She's a cardiac and thoracic surgeon.
Wow.
So there you go.
Talk about outkicking your coverage.
Yeah, I was just,
that's
yeah.
like he's he like in a different. That's like putting a quarter in a slot machine and walking away with $7.5 million, like the progressive slots in Vegas. Jesus.
But he's ruining his chances. I mean, here's a photo of her. I assume this is her above us right here.
Yeah, oh yeah, that's definitely her.
But look,
it might be her. It might be a mail order bride you could get from Poland, if you so desire.
But he texts us during his date.
Yeah.
So how good could it be going?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I'll tell you this. If I were single and I were
dating, what is his name anyway?
The last fucking thing I would admit is that I'm a 40-year-old man on a Saints podcast. And that I do it every day, and I talk to Ralph Malbro.
We are.
That's the last thing I'd admit.
We're the number like 5 podcasts in Malta. We're like in the Saints sphere of like Saints Twitter podcast. We're like definitely like top 3, top 2 maybe.
Kevin, if you're listening,
exactly.
Text us and tell us whether you've told her about the podcast or not yet.
Well, he's listening to it with her there.
Oh, she's there?
I think so.
Oh, God.
Why? Otherwise, he'd be here.
Oh, well, then we're going to get him late then because she's probably there like, oh, they're spending the whole time talking about Kevin. Like, oh, they must really like him. He must really be a cool guy. So yeah,
must be a great guy. Either that or she's like, listen to these nerds. Fuck this. I'm out of here.
Has Kevin told his mom yet? You think Kevin's told his mom yet? His mom must be great news for his mother after hearing that he decided he was going to get into wrestling and wear spandex on a regular basis.
I mean, wrestling, listening to a podcast on a date. I mean, Kevin, you've almost hit the nerd grand slam at this point, buddy.
Oh, she's not here. See, he's sexy. She's not listening. She has no idea about the podcast. When she finds out about the podcast, they're not going to be dating anymore.
Yeah.
So as we go, as I try to shift the Titanic away from Kevin's dating life back to Saints football, I was thinking of this today in our chat. And I'm going to say this right off. If the Saints, Andrew, if they manage to pull off the trade for Russell Wilson, it'll be the greatest off-season thing, most exciting Saints moment of my life. Because Drew Brees, they signed him. That wasn't as – I mean, we were excited, but we weren't like, yes.
No,
Drew
with
Hall
Drew Brees, we were like, I hope it works out. His shoulder's all messed
up. This, to me, is – if they trade for Ricky Williams, and these are a little bit before your time, Dave, but these are, to me, these are Saints trade for Ricky Williams. Ditka becomes the coach. That level of excitement. I'm not talking about does it work out. That's a different thing. But I'm talking about in the moment the Saints make the move, you're euphoric. Yeah. Russell Wilson, a trade for Russell Wilson would top them all.
Yes. That I think Mount Rushmore.
Over Reggie Bush? Reggie Bush.
I would say Reggie Bush is number one for me in terms of excitement. I would put Ricky Williams up there, Ralph. Ditka becoming coach for sure. Jarris Bird. I mean, look, we all know how that turned out. But at the time, I remember we were on this podcast, and some of our old listeners might remember this. My wife comes down the stairs. My wife. And she says, "Andrew, they signed him," and I thought she was
my wife.
But I remember that show. We were super pumped. We were going nuts.
We were.
And
I would say
so
another.
Bird...
That's true. Two other ones that really excite me that are for old school Saints fans, and I know a bunch of them listening to this podcast. One is Eric Allen.
Yeah.
The Saints signing him was I was
big,
over
big
the
surprise. Yeah,
it was over the moon because that was like that was early in NFL free agency, and the Saints under Q Herrick and then Dicka, they just didn't know how to run free agency. But they brought Eric Allen on like a super secret flight, and the Times-Picayune got wind of it and like broke the news that he was doing a visit. And this is back like before the internet, man, where like just
this
knowing in the
this before
oh
Nick
God.
Underhill would fucking
yeah, it was like oh my God, Eric Allen's in town, and they signed him to
Nick
like
Underhill was in diapers back then.
That's
and
right.
They signed him to like a 5-year like $22 million contract and made him like the highest paid corner in football, and we were like oh my God.
Yeah. The Mike McKenzie trade was exciting. I remember that.
That was in season though. So
it was. I was pumped. I was pumped.
And like obviously the Drew Brees signing would have topped them all, but we didn't know at the time that Drew Brees was going to be as amazing
yeah.
as he ended
yeah.
up.
Yeah. But I agree. Dave, I agree with you. I think Reggie Bush is the yeah. acquisition of Reggie Bush was the most exciting. I think
you had no idea Saints, that Houston was going to take Mario Williams. That
no,
they were gonna pass
but if
on
the
that.
Saints trade for Russell Wilson, and I don't think this will happen, but if they do and they acquire Russell Wilson, that would vault ahead of Reggie Bush by an appreciable distance.
Bet Online is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Football might be over, but the NBA, college basketball, and the NHL are in full swing. Bet Online even covers awards, TV shows, and reality TV. Real-time, updated odds and props on almost anything you can imagine. Bet Online has you covered for all the news, scores, and odds. It's the best way to place your bets, and it's free to sign up. Head over to the website and use your mobile device to sign in today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet Online, your online sportsbook experts. From rare dead stock to the latest release, you can find the exact sneaker you're looking for on eBay. As the original sneaker marketplace, eBay is the place to go to cop the pair you've been eyeing. And with eBay's authenticity guarantee, a team of independent professional authenticators perform a rigorous inspection of the sneakers you purchase before they're sent to you, so you can shop confidently, knowing your pair is the real deal. With other sites taking as much as 25%, you're going to have a lot of extra money left for more sneakers. Check out ebay.com/sneakers today. Andrew, you have sauces, unlike the rest of us on this podcast. Sauces. And you told the people in the Discord, by the way, if you're a patron, you get in the Discord. Me and Andrew, especially me, are in there chatting all day. You can chat in private about the Saints all day, and your boss doesn't have to know that you're not working. So that's why the Discord channel is for patrons only. You should do it. But you were saying the Saints' interest in Russell Wilson is real. Now, we don't know the levels. We don't know how much, how YOLO they would go. But it is definitely real, and they're at least monitoring it. My question to you is, what do you think the chances of Russell Wilson actually being traded are?
Yeah, I like how you phrase that, because it implies like there's a strong chance Seattle won't. Look, they're not stupid. And if they don't get what they want, and you know, they don't want to take the cap hit, keeping Russell Wilson is far from a bad thing. Right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think the most likely scenario is probably still that he stays in Seattle. I think it's far from a given. It's actually a different situation from Watson in that the Seahawks haven't said we're not trading him, which is interesting because they're entertaining offers. But Russell Wilson has also not said, I want out of here. And so
he just said, I don't want to leave, but if we need to break up.
Yeah, these are the teams
I want to go to.
Possibly, yeah. So anyway, I like you said, I still think the plan is Winston and Taysom. Like, that's the plan. And if something crazy happens, like Russell Wilson, like Seattle says, yes, we will trade him. And the Saints make an offer and they take it, like, it's conceivable. I still hang my hat on the reality that all these other teams that were listed, the Bears, the Cowboys, the Raiders, they all have way more to offer in exchange than the Saints do. And so that's why I just think
Bears?
It's a long shot.
I mean, the Bears
they all have better draft picks.
The Bears, okay. Barely. But here's my, that, so that's my question
wait,
to you.
But wait, here's my thing. You know, like, you know, Andrew says, well, I don't want to break up, but, you know, I don't want to leave. But if I do, here's my 14s. Okay, let's take that into the real world. Let's say Kevin's heart doctor girlfriend says, I don't really want to break up with you because you're on a podcast. But if I did, I would want to sleep with this guy, this guy, this guy, or this guy. I would say that that's bad news for Kevin. I would say that that's the end of the fucking road for Kevin. And she's probably moving on. And if you apply that logic to this situation, I think you got to just say, I think Russell Wilson's moving on. It's just a matter of when and where. Oh, thank you.
Is that kind of like when you told Mark Ingram that you wanted him to stay, but if he hypothetically left and went to the Ravens,
he made that decision. He made his bed. He's got a lie in it.
You would be open to consecrating, you know, making your correct relationship Ladavius with Latavius Murray, Ladavius.
Correct. Correct. Yeah, and I did do that. I called. He called my bluff. I moved on. And however, if he would like to come back, I'm amenable. We can start the discussions.
Here's my question. Is there any player on the roster that if Seattle said and the Saints are negotiating back and forth, Andrew, is there any player on the roster that Seattle would say, I want two number ones and this dude? Is there any player that's on the Saints roster where you'd be like, no?
No.
Yeah, I can't think of one.
Not one.
Kamara?
Not one.
Not Kamara?
Nope.
Really?
Okay. Sorry. Bye, Alvin. I don't know. I don't know that Alvin's coming back from Montana anyway.
No, he's a snowboarder now.
Yeah.
He bought a house.
He's a good, he's a
he
good
bought a house. He's snowboarding.
Yeah. That's it. He's done.
Yeah.
Thank God Montana doesn't have an NFL team. That was set Saints Twitter on fire today. Maybe so, yeah, that was Fletcher Mackle's trade.
I never thought Fletcher Mackle would make this podcast. That's disappointing.
I mean, here's the thing. This trade is for Seattle is ridiculous.
I'm going to have
first
to get
another
round, beer
two that. First round picks, Lattimore, Taysom Hill, Cesar Ruiz. I mean,
I don't think you have to give up that much. I think you would just have to give up the two draft picks and maybe one player. I don't know if you have to give up two players. I thought that was a bit much. And to be fair to Fletcher, he called it his godfather offer. So, okay. Go for
it. I mean, I wonder. Like, here's the thing, but that's a good question, Dave. What do you think would move Seattle?
Two ones and a player, or two ones and two mid-round picks. The thing is like if the relationship is untenable, if the relationship has already been severed, and you know, I don't know. I've read something about how
sound delicious.
I read something about how now reports are coming out that Russell Williams has a problem with Pete Carroll's nepotism, and that he hires, you know, he's hiring family members, and he doesn't think that those are necessarily the best coaching decisions. If there's bad blood there, there's going to be bad blood there. Well, and the Seahawks are going to trade him regardless. So it's just a matter of getting the best they can get for him.
That's the thing, though. Andrew, are they going to trade him, or are they going to bring him in and be like, Russell, we know the offensive line is...
It's not just Russell. Sierra doesn't want to be in the cold anymore. Sierra wants to be someplace warm, which is why I don't understand why Chicago was
that's
on
what I don't like. Chicago.
Are they aware of it's probably snow in the ground in Chicago right now? But that's why New Orleans is a good pick. Dallas, forget that. Dallas just had ice. Fuck Dallas. It's either the Dolphins or New Orleans if you want warm weather. And I mean, come on, you don't want
Dallas doesn't even have power.
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
Working water.
They don't. Yeah. But Andrew, is this a thing where I think like there's a 35 to 40% chance that this is fixed on Seattle's end? They bring Russell into the office and like, look, Russell, we know the offensive line is terrible. We know you scramble a little bit too much, but listen, dude, we're going to go hard for Trent Williams on an offensive tackle, and we're going to draft a dude in the first round, and we're going to fix the offensive line. Can you just shut the fuck up? We hear you, Russell. Like, I think there's a 40% chance. Like, that's what's going to happen.
Yeah. No, I'm with you. I do think that's
more than a 40% chance, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I agree. I think that's probably more likely that's how it goes than not, honestly.
But that also means that, like, Russell Wilson is just, he's like a whiny baby. Like, and do we even want that? Like, he's
completely,
like, just like,
he's not going to be a whiny baby when he's in this offense with Sean Payton.
Like, this is,
they're going to be chucking it every.
That's what I would count on, you know. That's,
like, this is before my time, but, like, did Archie Manning ever complain about how the fact that he had no fucking help for his entire career with the Saints?
Here's my question.
That's a serious question, because I really don't know. Like, did he ever, like, complain, or did he just?
No, Archie. The only thing he ever did was, like, he flirted with the World Football League. Back in, like, the mid-70s, they had the World Football League for, like, one season, and they had, like, washed up NFL players, and they tried to steal Archie, and the Saints made him the highest paid player, and that was the end of that.
I do think that's why Eli never went to the Chargers, though. I think Archie 100%. Was in Eli's ear being like, you don't want to be stuck on a dog shit franchise.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, the thing with Russell is, like I said, I think they can fix it. I don't see it happening.
I give it a solid 2% chance.
2%. I give it a 20% chance, but that's about it.
20? Really? That high?
That he gets traded
to the Saints?
All?
To the Saints.
I give it a 20% chance that he gets traded. I give it an 80% chance that he stays, and like Ralph said, they talk it over, and they bro hug, and they make up and kiss and make up.
Do you think Sean Payton has a burner account, and he's tweeting the picture of Teddy Bridgewater just having like 20 seconds to pass?
No, to
Russell Wilson.
I think if Payton had a burner account, he would have already like exposed it accidentally. I feel like he would have a hard time keeping track of two different.
Hey, Connor. DM us your dad's burner account. We promise not to leak
now,
it.
Now, Connor may be running a burner account for his dad, but I don't know.
Connor probably has like 6 burner accounts.
But out of the 20...
One of them's called Nick Underhill.
Out of the 20% chance that I would give Russell Wilson being traded, man, I would say, out half that, I would say 10% to the Saints.
You know... The other thing besides the Russell Wilson trade that the Russell Wilson
how beautiful this is. I mean, just
the dude can ball. I mean, he's great. He makes plays on his feet.
Oh my god,
he would fucking kill it.
That was my question.
To win the Super Bowl, which that was through the roof as soon as he got signed.
That was my question that I wanted to ask you, Andrew, as we watch Russell Wilson highlights. It was a serious football question. Would the read option with Russell Wilson be the most devastating shit we ever saw with the Saints run? I think it would be amazing.
Man, I mean, where do you even start? I don't even think about that. I think about the deep ball. You know, we haven't seen the deep ball
in
15 years.
My pants just got tight.
Yeah, yeah. that little rainbow moon ball he has.
Oh my God.
I just picture Deontay, Emmanuel Sanders.
Honestly, if we got Russell Wilson, I'd be like, we might need to get some better receivers now.
True. No, he would make them better.
You would think.
He's got that Jeff Blake high rainbow pretty
hash, he does. Hashtag Lil Jordan season.
but you know, it's he's never been in an offense that suits him. I just really think Sean Payton would make him an MVP overnight.
And I think that's why, but I genuinely think that that's why the Saints are potentially, you could call him a front runner. I mean.
Has Wilson been an MVP yet?
No.
Never?
He was even worse than Breeze, where like, I want to say Russell Wilson had never even gotten a vote for MVP. Like,
I mean, I really do think the attraction of Sean Payton being, I would have to say that I would think the entire league views Sean Payton as a quote unquote quarterback guru. You know, he's a quarterback's coach. He's the coach that you want to play for. If you want to be an elite quarterback, if you want to elevate your game. And there's no doubt in my mind that Russell Wilson knows that. There's no doubt in my mind that that is a huge draw, and a huge point of attraction that the Saints have. And I think that's their trump card. I really honestly
because of that, I really think Jameis is the best scenario. I mean, obviously, if they can trade for Russell Wilson, that's like a pie in the sky. Like you a quarterback like that lands in your lap, and you make that trade. But realistically,
his advanced QBR in the red zone is not as good as Jameis.
No,
Andrew,
don't
just
even
so
start
you know.
With that. Don't even start with that. But I just look at a 1-year deal with Jameis and Taysom, both on the roster, and if both of them suck and it doesn't work out, and the Saints have more cap next year, more cap room now to go sign a guy, then you enter free agency with an open quarterback spot, and Sean Payton can probably convince the best freaking guy in free agency to come. Now, we don't know who that's going to be, but I'm just saying, like, you know, that's why I'm kind of down. Like, either he fixes Jameis or it doesn't work out. But, like,
remember, the one thing I will say is the 2022 quarterback draft is dog shit, according to
really?
The draft nerd. According to the draft
how
nerds.
Can they say that without, I mean, Joe Burrow wasn't the first overall pick the year before he became Joe Burrow. So,
but
I don't
mean,
see how the nerds could say
but
that. How do they?
But
know
that's, but that's one guy is what they're saying. Like,
but so,
it's not a strong class. So I think if Jameis doesn't work out.
Would you categorize this class as a strong class?
I mean, according to the draft nerds, this class is significantly better than next year, well, which is scary because this class is not good.
I'm just going to say there's a whole lot of question marks.
Well, wait.
We don't know that Zach Wilson and Trey Lance are going to be great starting quarterbacks in the league.
Trey Lance is a great name, though. He sounds like a Simpson character.
Yeah. I'm not sold on. I don't think this year's quarterback class is that great. But to piggyback off of what Andrew was saying, you know, I wonder from Sean Payton's standpoint, like, you know, is it more risky to go into next season with Jameis Winston and try to make him a great quarterback and take a chance and maybe fail?
Take a chance.
I'm impressed with the both of you that you really you did that.
Hey, yeah, Tomas, check the timestamp on this.
Kevin makes an appearance.
I like that. I love that
he's a soundbite now. That's
I like that soundbite.
Michael Thomas, look at that. Look at this Insta. He's down with Russell Wilson.
I got so confused just now. I thought we were back on Skype and Kevin just hopped right in. I was confused.
You're confusing Ralph. But Sean Payton knows that it could be risky to roll with Jameis, and maybe he's not going to be able to turn. Is it safer to go with Russ Wilson and to continue at least the appearance that he's great with quarter? You know, like Russ Wilson can also, as much as Sean Payton could potentially help Russell Wilson's career and his stats and his numbers. I think there's also something to be said for the opposite, where Russell Wilson could continue to make Payton look like a guy who just always has great quarterbacks, just by surrounding himself with a talented quarterback at all times.
Are you suggesting that Sean Payton may not be as good as we think? Is that?
No, I'm just suggesting that you're going to look, your chances are not, the odds are that you're going to look a lot better as a coach with a quarterback like Russ Wilson than you are with a quarter. It's risky.
I mean, go watch the tape of Luke McCown against the Panthers. Teddy Bridgewater was 5-0. Taysom Hill was 3-1.
I'm not saying I rest my case. I'm not saying can't do it, and I'm not saying that Sean Payton won't do it. I'm just saying that it would factually be a lot easier just to bring Russell Wilson in and to take over. You know, you're dealing with a guy who's got more experience, who's just has more talent. But no, I'm not saying that Sean Payton cannot take Jameis Wilson and make him a winner. I am absolutely not saying that. I'm just saying it's Jameis.
That is a full route. That is the full and complete route.
Jameis Wilson.
Jeez.
Hey, can we get a Jameis Wilson? That would be a good.
Hey, Tomas, sure? Check the timestamp on this.
It's my new favorite.
It's amazing. It really is.
It really is.
It's like Kevin's here with us.
It is.
It's beautiful.
And he just did that. None of us even knew that he was. I don't even think Ralph knew.
You need like a head of like Kevin when you drop the Kevin soundbite in, like his head appears on screen or some shit.
Just like a GIF.
I think that's an interesting question, Andrew, about Sean Payton is if the Saints could get Russell Wilson, we'd win, and it would be awesome. And I don't necessarily think Sean Payton would care. But if the Saints. If Sean Payton turns around Jameis Winston and the Saints win, mm-hmm. I think people will think higher of him than if they drop Russell Wilson and the Saints continue to be awesome.
Oh, like, no doubt.
Yes, they would. It's
you're... Fixing Jameis Winston would put I think Sean Payton in a stratosphere that would start to. Like, you know, right now, to me, he's barely ahead of, like, the Sean McVays because he's won a Super Bowl, right? But he's barely ahead of, like, the other guys out there that are considered premium offensive people. He's, like, in the Andy Reid category, maybe.
Well, I think if he got Jameis to a Super Bowl, they'd put him in the Hall of Fame even with Bountygate, which I think Bountygate is keeping him out 100%. If he doesn't get to another Super Bowl with Saints. But if he got to a Super Bowl with Jameis, he wouldn't even need to win it. If he got to it with Jameis, they'd put him in Canton. Hmm.
I would agree with that.
Although Jameis 1-of-1 would be insufferable then. But it'd be cool because
Jameis 1-of-1.
But I'll actually enjoy Jameis 1-of-1 better when Jameis is the quarterback and playing well. It'll be less annoying when it's not just like, you know, in theory.
From rare dead stock to the latest release, you can find the exact sneaker you're looking for on eBay. As the original sneaker marketplace, eBay is the place to go to cop the pair you've been eyeing. And with eBay's authenticity guarantee, a team of independent professional authenticators perform a rigorous inspection of the sneakers you purchase before they're sent to you, so you can shop confidently, knowing your pair is the real deal. With other sites taking as much as 25%, you're going to have a lot of extra money left for more sneakers. Check out ebay.com/sneakers today. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Football might be over, but the NBA, college basketball, and the NHL are in full swing. BetOnline even covers awards, TV shows, and reality TV. Real-time, updated odds and props on almost anything you can imagine. BetOnline has you covered for all the news, scores, and odds. It's the best way to place your bets, and it's free to sign up. Head over to the website and use your mobile device to sign in today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts.
Speaking of horribly annoying, I want to get to TheRinger.com had an article so fucking terrible today.
You're gonna bring this shit up?
Yeah, like of all the national media, most of them have horrible cap takes. Barnwell back in the day. But this one, Andrew, seriously, this is the worst salary cap take of them all. It was the Mona Lisa of bad salary cap takes. The first thing I want to start with this article, Dave, is they were like, the Saints got Quan Alexander and he kind of wrecked their cap and he wasn't any good. And I tweeted at the dude like angrily. I was like, dude, did you see Anzalone in the playoff game? Did you see it? Like, it was fucking terrible.
Well, when you look at this picture, too, it's got all these dollar signs on top of these jerseys. And I just want to point out, you got Onyemata, 93. You got Malcolm Brown. You got Malcolm Jenkins, DeMario Davis. Okay, fair enough. They're all expensive players. And then you got 52. Fucking Craig Robertson, who they don't pay shit to. So when you're writing an article about all these guys that cost all this money and one of the jerseys is freaking 52, like, you could have used Jack Rabbit, you could have used Emmanuel Sanders, you could have used Kamara. You picked Craig Robertson.
No, by the way, that graphic, like, that graphic is ass. Thomas can make a graphic 10 times that good. I could make that graphic. Seriously.
Yeah. Yeah.
I could make that graphic.
That is Ralph clip art is what that is.
It is.
Ralph clip art quality. Ralph, you're totally right. This article, first of all, it doesn't even mention voidable years. It doesn't mention what the cap is going to be next year and how that affects Saints decisions. It doesn't talk about turning bonus money, you know, giving players bonus money to lower their cap hit. So, like, there's all these techniques that Mickey Loomis has been using, and we talk about that on this podcast. Like, you get more information from us on this show. You know, put aside all the jokes. We give you more factual information about the salary cap on this show than that Ringer article will give you. It's an embarrassment. They're trying to be serious and inform the public about what the Saints are up against, and it's embarrassing.
Dave,
what's the deal? Who wrote that? Because I listened to the Ringer
Nora
podcast.
Nora something.
Like, I like Robert Mays and those guys. Like, I like
that. Robert Mays is gone. He's not at the Ringer, but like Kevin Clark. And the guy they had from the cap, Jason Fitzgerald, like, that's not even the good over the
Thomas put is that Craig Robertson?
No, that's who is that? That's Jameis.
Oh, is that a working out?
Yeah.
It's Beaker.
That's almost as good as that picture. Remember when Teron Armstead was like they talked about Teron Armstead missing a game because he had COVID. And the broadcast puts a picture of Derek Kelly. He's sitting there like, it's like, that's not Teron Armstead. You don't remember this?
No.
I do.
I don't.
I do.
Anyway, that was the all-time Saints moment. Hopefully Thomas can pull that up because that was true.
But, I mean, here's the thing, Dave. And it's
anyway,
just...
whatever article that was, I don't know. I feel like that was, like, written by some college...
Nora Princiotti.
Well, I just
Italian,
I don't know.
Maybe she goes to Olive Garden.
Well, then she's already got questionable taste. So we have our answer then.
I find it funny. Someone was really mad that she made a reference to Uncut Gems, the movie by Adam Sandler, in the first paragraph
and spoiled it. And I haven't
blatantly seen puts a spoiler in. Yeah, the first paragraph of the article.
I have a problem with that because I was about to watch Uncut Gems and I haven't seen it before, and fortunately I happened to skim through that part because as soon as she started mentioning it, I looked away. But yeah, like you can't do that either. But no, I get the impression this is like a staff, I don't know, staff writer, maybe a college intern or blogger.
No, she's not. Like, but I got a DM that said, "Tread lightly, she's a woman." And I was like, "Listen, buddy, I would blast a Saints reporter if they put that out. I would blast them into the sky. Yeah. It ain't nothing. It ain't nothing about man or woman. That article is bad. The thing is, though, Dave,
the article says that Quan Alexander. Hold on, let me find the exact.
I think that's the main issue. Everybody, as
according
soon as you read
to
that
Fitzgerald,
article,
the first thing the Saints will likely do is clear cap space to release Quan Alexander. First of all, that's not accurate because Quan Alexander is coming off an Achilles tear. And he has, like, what's he going to do if the Saints cut him? He's going to enter free agency. No one's going to sign him. So it behooves him to take so, we don't even know that he's going to get cut. He might stay with the Saints and take a huge salary reduction to be with the Saints because, like, that's what Kiko Alonso did. So we don't even know that he's going to get cut, okay? But I'll just play along. New Orleans is likely to clear cap space. The first thing they're going to do is they're going to release linebacker Quan Alexander, who was largely ineffective in New Orleans after being acquired. I mean,
lies.
It's just like, Like, what did you do? Just look up PFF stats and make that conclusion? Did you just look at, like, oh, he only had 48 tackles or whatever the number is and just be like, yeah, he was bad? You clearly didn't watch the tape. You clearly didn't
watch
what
the Tampa playoff game. I yeah. guarantee
you
that.
You clearly didn't watch what happened after he got injured. It's like, you're not even watching the team. So, like, why are you making a statement like that? Anyone
Only
who
Kevin
Saints,
can do that.
Even Kevin would tell you that Quan Alexander.
Hey, Tomas, check the timestamp on this.
I fucking love it. Oh, my God. I love that.
Oh, that's got to be like.
I love it so much. I'll only like it for another 2 or 3 weeks, and then you could stop playing it, Tomas.
Yeah. You can only do that like 13 or 14 more times in this one show.
That's right.
Yeah.
Hey, Tomas.
So, I mean, that was. But the thing is, Dave.
Yeah.
Right. I don't understand, because I'm going to do a force. I'm not smart. We know I mispronounced names. I can't run the audio. We got Thomas doing that. I'm barely able to function in my life. I don't know shit. And even I understand.
I mean, your wife puts your clothes, lays your clothes
yeah,
out for you.
My wife lays
God's
my
sake.
Clothes out.
Okay, Ralph,
Dave,
let me,
even
let me
I
it to you. The
can understand what the Saints do salary cap wise. Why can't national fucking NFL reporters understand that the Saints just push it off into the future and they don't view the salary cap as a 1 year thing? Like,
I'm gonna give you a legitimate answer, because you eat, sleep, live, and breathe the Saints, and that person who wrote that article covers 31 other teams. Okay, like you. What you just said there is akin to like Albert Einstein going to you and saying, how do you not understand the theory of rel-? Like, how, what do you mean you don't get
it? It's not that hard, man. Yeah. It's
can
a
we,
cap.
Can
it's
we not compare cap. Ralph to Albert Einstein, please?
No, I'm not. No, that's exactly what I am not doing. I am doing
the that is really
Albert Einstein never got insulted by Eric Paulson in the morning.
That's exactly what I'm not doing. The point is like, Ralph, you are a Saints idiot savant, okay? You like so for you to be like, oh,
idiot savant, isn't that like a
it's like Rain Man. It's that's what like Rain Man. It's like the technical term.
But
from,
I mean,
like,
it's I'm not, but it's not. I know. It's, I know.
For you, it's like in the diner when the fucking toothpicks all fall on the ground.
That,
it's like
I disagree, Dave. Yes, I know that the Saints beat the Redskins 14-7 in 1978. I know that.
Okay,
but what I'm saying is the cap is just general knowledge that every NFL writer, in theory, should have.
It's like you. It's like Dustin Hoffman turning to Tom Cruise in the restaurant and saying, "What? You don't know that there's 473 toothpicks in that box? What are you, an idiot? Are you stupid? you can't see that?"
But the Quan Alexander comment is just lazy.
Look, all of it's.
I mean, you looked at his PFF grade, and you're just like, I'm gonna say he sucks.
But to be honest with you, I would be surprised. Why was his PFF grade so like not?
Dude, I don't even know that his PFF grade was bad. I'm just saying,
I wouldn't think it would be.
Yeah, I mean, what else? How else could she justify that he was largely ineffective?
It was an ill-informed article. It was definitely an ill-informed article.
It sucked.
I don't know.
It just stunk.
Ralph.
In Ralph, my opinion,
Ralph,
that
gotta watch
sucked.
Gotta watch Wapner at four. Gotta watch Wapner. Thomas, timestamp this. Get some fucking... Thomas, we need some...
You think you know, but you don't know. And you never will.
No, we're going to need some Rain Man sound bites for that.
Rain Man is probably a one-time thing.
Hey, Tomas, check the timestamp on this.
Still funny. Still good.
It's still funny, yeah.
I'll let you know when it's not funny.
Yeah.
In the meantime,
you can keep going.
Hook it to my fucking veins.
So, Dave, you had an idea, because now they have that NBA Top Shop. That NBA Top Shot you can like buy NBA digital highlights and put them on your phone and then trade
what
them like Bitcoin.
Racket.
Maybe
what
we could do it for the podcast
racket.
Where people could buy sound drops
virtual sound drops.
That's right. NFTs. We'll have NFTs, and you can buy, you can own a piece of the podcast. Think about that. Think about how valuable, how happy you would be when you gift a family member at Christmas a piece of this podcast. When you stuff a stocking and it's a
I got a lot of problems with you people. Now you're gonna hear about it.
And it's a certificate that says you own Kevin saying, hey Tomas, timestamp this. How happy would that person be? Anyway, yes, NFTs. We need to get an NFT. Yes, you could own that one.
I would say that'd be the most valuable one they have.
Yeah, that's gonna be like $10,000. That's like $10,000.
I have one voicemail saved in my phone, and it's Ralph Zion voicemail.
Ian,
play that at my funeral
it.
On a loop.
Yeah, that should go in like some sort of time capsule.
Yeah.
So, you know, to wrap up the cap.
How much would Kevin Held's story about the intruder? How much would that cost? How much would that go for?
I mean, we'd have to dig it up. But I would say at least $2,000.
Oh, if we're gonna get $10,000 for your Zion thing, I think $100,000 for his.
What about your Mark Ingram Spank Bank one?
That's like $2,000. That might be like $2,000.
I need to send Thomas all the old open audio clips that I have. Maybe you can.
Well, I think that's what should be our. I think that's what should be our bracket for the summer. I think it should be like best quotes or moments. Sound bites in podcast history.
Yeah, we don't have like an archive where we can pull them up. We can talk
We do for some of them, and for some of them we can just talk about them. But yeah, I think we should do that.
I thought we were. I'm expecting the Saints to trade for Russell Wilson, and we'll have a top 64 bracket of sonnets telling about Russell Wilson.
Russell Wilson highlights.
Can you do a
poll in Discord?
I mean,
can you do polls in Discord?
I don't know. That's a good.
That would
question.
Be kind of that would be kind of fun to have our patrons pick the winners in the bracket.
Yeah, well, they were tied. They should pick the winner. Like we do, they get a tiebreaker in the bracket. We haven't even done production meeting on like deciding what is the bracket. We were thinking of best corner in Saints history, which would be sad.
That's probably Lattimore at this point.
That's but boring. I mean, the drop off is steep, man. After about 8 or 9, like Brandon Browner could be in there, Jason David could be in there because he had interceptions. I mean, the Saints cornerback is slim. So, Andrew, I guess it's time to get to questions. But before we get to questions, I want to remind people that. We have a new sponsor, eBay, and they have this really cool thing going on. If you go to eBay/sneakers and buy a pair of sneakers, you get entered into Armchair Media's raffle. They're raffling off 4 pairs of Air Force Ones. All you have to do is go to eBay/sneakers, buy a pair of sneakers, then send the receipt with everything blacked out, of course, to Armchair Media, either Twitter or their Instagram, and you get entered into the raffle. You can make every purchase you make before March 31st, send it in. They're going to do the raffle. They're going to offer raffle off 4 of these things. They're freaking awesome.
I like those neon yellow ones in the
It's awesome. I mean, so if you're a sneaker person, like consider doing it because it'll really help the podcast. We're trying to get eBay to be a permanent sponsor. And I mean, these sneakers are awesome. So just do it. If you're a sneaker person, go to eBay/sneakers and get in the raffle. So Andrew, Stanley Jean-Baptiste, man, I sent out for the Saints player cards for the patrons. I put one in each booze bundle. The person that got the Stanley Jean-Baptiste card was so
excited because he was a rated rookie. So just
nice.
So you never know. You never know what card you're going to get.
Beautiful.
Why is Dave's video a door?
Because I don't want you to see what I'm doing.
He wants to look like you, Ralph. Yeah, he's a shapeshifter.
All right, Thomas, fire up the music. Andrew, start firing the questions at us.
All right. All right. Question number one. This one comes from Budrich. I feel like Budrich is always.
He is. He's a quality.
He's on it. He's on it.
Yeah, he is.
If you were to release Sanders and or Janoris Jenkins, which free agent would you sign to replace them? See, I think that's the wrong question, actually. I think it's going to be really hard for the Saints to sign any free agents. I did put out there, what's the Cincinnati guy that was on my list of five guys the Saints could sign? John Ross.
He could
be like a burner the Saints could sign for nothing. But the Saints aren't going to get, I don't think, very attractive free agents. I think in free agency, it's going to be like bid low, get whatever you get, and then hopefully you get some sort of return. But it's really, the question is really, who are they going to draft to replace some of these guys? Because I just don't think they're going to be players in free agency beyond trying to get Jameis Winston back and hopefully getting Marcus Williams back.
They said today that Marcus Williams is a priority, which you had told us that many times. The Saints value Marcus Williams at the same level as Kamara.
That's right. If you're on our daily podcast or you're a patron or you're in the chat, you already know that. All right. Question two is from the Wicker Man. He says, it's often said that the Saints are a team in the draft that values their board and picks their highest rated player rather than based on need. Does need play a role in those ratings, though? Do they do more scouting on players in positions of need? Or would they truly be willing to pick any position if they value the player high enough?
BPA till they die.
Yeah, so I've heard Mickey Loomis talk about this. And so the way it works is they have what they call a cloud. And so a cloud is usually like maybe three players that they think are in the vicinity of, like, when they pick, let's say they pick 28th. They might have three players in their cloud, and that's where, like, at pick 28, like, these three guys are good value in that pick. And so from there, a lot of times they'll debate the merits of drafting the three guys, and they've got like 5 minutes, right, as the pick becomes theirs, and or maybe it's 10 minutes in the first round. But they look at the three guys, and position does play a part in the sense that, so in their evaluation process, no, they don't look at it need in the evaluation process. They evaluate each player based on the merits of just how good they are. But then when they compile their board, they may have two. Yeah, okay, fair enough, Dave. But they may have two guys where they're like, I want this guy and I like this guy, and then they will maybe sometimes say, we need this position
elevator
more.
Music.
Yeah, so we'll take that guy instead.
Well, no, but I will say though, the Saints. Ramchek is
fucking
dicks. The Ramchek, is the example, Andrew, of they stick to their fucking board. Like, they didn't have a need to pick Ramchek.
Right.
They were like, fuck it. We have him. I think he was rated like eighth on their board.
But Ramchek was one of those things where he was so much higher than every other dude.
Yeah.
Right? He was like eighth on their board, and then the next guy was like 28th. Right, so it's just like there was a difference of 20 picks, so it was, obviously they were going to take Ramchek with that one. But I think there's times where they're like, this guy is 15 and this guy's 18. There's a three-spot difference, but, man, we could really use a safety because Marcus Williams left. Maybe they take the safety. So, anyway.
They pick Mac Jones, I'm going to kill people.
Yeah, that too.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match. With Indeed. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
I normally find bras to be so uncomfortable and constricting, but Skims has changed that. You know I love Skims underwear, so I finally tried their bras, and Skims has delivered again. Skims bras are worth the hype for the amazing shape and support they give, but what I wasn't expecting was how comfortable they are too. I've tried so many bras in the past, and the main issue that I have is that they weren't supportive enough, to the point where they felt slouchy. I love my Skims wireless form bra because it's so comfortable and supportive. The older I get, the more I care about actually being comfortable in what I wear every day. And with my wireless form bra, I no longer have to sacrifice my comfort for the support I need. Shop Skims bras at skims.com, now available in 62 sizes, 30A to 46H. Plus, get free shipping on all orders over $75. If you haven't yet, be sure to let them know we sent you. After you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select our show in the drop-down menu that follows.
All right, we'll go to the next question here. This is from your boy, Brad. Brad, that piqued your interest, huh, Dave? Now you're paying attention.
Dave's awake now.
Yeah, he's awake now.
What? Brad? No, Brad asked a question? Okay, yeah.
Yeah, he wants to know, should we be terrified of Kamara's snowboarding trip?
Yeah, we talked about that earlier, but I don't know whether Alvin's coming back. I think he might have given up the game of football. I think he just bought a ranch with, like, cattle and shit, and he's going to start wearing a cowboy hat during the day and then snowboarding on the weekends, and I think we lost him. I think he's gone.
What if he, like, tears an ACL doing ollies and shit? Can you say ollies with snowboarding?
Breaking news. Pelicans didn't pelican. They won.
I mean, if we've had injuries on water slides, I can't imagine what the fuck kind of damage you could do on a mountain going 25 miles an hour on a snowboard.
That'd be peak. Do you do ollies with snowboarding? Does that still apply?
Yeah. I don't know. What's an ollie? Is that like when you...
It's a skateboarding term.
I know. Is that when you flip the board? Because you can't flip a
snowboard. No clue. Yeah, I don't know.
But, I mean, yeah, but I think he was doing like jumps and shit, though. Like...
He was hauling
He driving cars at fast speeds at NASCAR also?
Yeah, he is.
He's kind of Camaro.
I honestly
look, the Saints wouldn't let Jimmy Graham drive his airplane, right? Or would they?
Yeah, they let him fly. Did. They let him fly.
I think they did.
Honestly, I think driving a NASCAR is safer than snowboarding, to be honest with you.
Driving a NASCAR is probably safer than driving in New Orleans. Certain parts, at least.
I mean, I'm not Kamara obviously focuses so heavily on his balance as a NFL player and a running back. So, I mean, I'm not surprised that he could master snowboarding quickly and easily. But
yeah,
please, like, stay away from the trees.
All right, question number four is from King Okra. How close to the draft will the NFL stick a shiv in the Saints and take away draft picks for the COVID violations?
Wednesday afternoon.
So you don't think they'll just do it on draft day?
The Saints will be bringing it up to – they'll be bringing the card up to the podium.
Oh, yeah,
And Goodell will just slap it out their hand.
Yeah, it'll be like – it'll be like WWF, you know. It'll be like wrestling, where the commissioner comes up and with the 78th overall pick in the third round, the New Orleans Saints select. Oh, wait a minute, we're rescinding this pick for COVID violations. I don't think so. It's gonna be like that. It'll be horrible. It'll be horrible.
That is f***ing stupid. Wake up.
Let me see if we've got any other last-minute questions from the chat. Oh, yeah, of course, we Saints Rabbit from, at the last Saints second.
Yeah. During
let's
the
see if, let's see if... All right, I'll see, Thomas, if you can fire this in there at the last second. All right, here's the question. It says, what would Breeze need to do in a workout hype video to convince you that not only is he coming back, but that he's about to set the league on fire?
Throw the ball 20 yards.
This is from Saints Rabbit.
He needs to throw the ball
20 yards. 20
yards. That's all I need to see.
That's
just
all you
do
need
that,
to
see. Drew. Just do that. Just do that.
I was thinking you might say, like, just do a workout with a good hairline.
just let it go, Drew. Man up, man. You're a baldy like me. Okay, just get. Just
how do you think? It. How do you think Brittany feels about the hairdo, the new do, for Drew?
I think Brittany would be totally fine if he just wanted to just let it go and be natural.
You think so?
Yes, I don't think this is motivated by Brittany at all.
I got.
If I know women, I feel like if it's a woman that loves her husband, then it's just like you. You accept them for
when
who they are.
I got some Twitter questions.
Oh, I would also like to talk about the vomitory.
Go ahead.
Oh well, I mean, like, did you guys see that when I shared it about how they're in the Superdome? They're now they're working on the
vom.
The super vomitory section. They're calling it the super vom. Which I guess I feel like that. I guess that does that term date back to ancient Rome, like vomitories in like the Colosseum?
I don't know, but the Panthers poking around at Deshaun Watson makes me want a super vom.
Oh, I was going to say Alvin Kamara starting a new life in Montana makes me want a super vom.
Yeah.
Or I was going to say, I also had watching another season of Alex Anzalone dropping back in coverage makes me want to super vom.
Where's the Mario music?
But yeah, super vom.
Yeah.
So apparently super vom is a thing. We're getting a super vom. It's a weird term. Surely they could have come up with a new term for that.
Super vom.
All right, Ralph, are you reading these tweets?
Yeah, I got some tweets. Can Ralph pronounce the name Cyrus Tutele, offensive tackle, Fresno State? Clearly no.
That's pretty close, I bet.
Dave, is a large 32-ounce daiquiri too much to drink in one night? Asking for a friend, I'll hang up and listen.
No, are you kidding me? Absolutely not. Who asked that question?
No, Cajun eggnog? Absolutely not.
32 ounces? That's like nothing. Are you kidding me? Jesus.
Andrew, why does everyone agree Breeze taking a minimum salary is a sign of retirement when it doesn't mean he's coming back? The team around him could be much better, and he will get the money anyway.
Well, no, he wouldn't. The whole point of him retiring is that, well, he's not playing for $1 million if he's playing. He's about to go to NBC, and what are they going to pay him, like $20 million a year?
A lot of money.
Yeah. I mean, I think Breeze would probably do this, give this do the Saints a solid and give him a discount and all that, but he's not playing for $1 million. No. So I think it's, I mean, that says it all. He's not here. He's not playing. So he doesn't mind helping the team out because, I mean, there's just no chance in hell he's playing football for $1 million.
Take recovery into your own hands. Use code Drew20 for 20% off. Dude.
Drew's social media is the worst.
It's the fucking worst.
I love Drew Brees. Like,
is it worse than Russell Wilson's though? He's also like kind of.
I don't follow him. Is it bad?
I mean, he does Russell Wilson does like a Bible quote every day. Drew's is pretty bad though. Like,
did you guys see that one tweet? I think Russell Wilson maybe had an anniversary with Sierra. And they're kind of, it was dark and it was the two of them, like their faces together. And he's like, baby, I love you so much. I think he was probably drunk and it was just awful.
They're weird. The two of them.
Russ. Yes.
Here's the final question that I have.
He can ball.
Yeah. Those highlights were nice.
Let Russ cook.
Just let him cook.
Thomas, put the highlights back on while he answered this question. we want some erotica to end the podcast on. With the new league starting in 16 days, when will we see the Saints start to manipulate their cap aggressively, Andrew? And I may or may not be paying attention because I'm watching Russell Wilson be.
Well,
awesome.
The thing is, like, I think Mickey Loomis is one of those guys that has a lot of these moves locked and loaded, but he's not going to do them until he has to. So right, I think the day before free agency, they'll be even with the cap. And if they have a deal lined up with Jameis Winston that he's about to sign, then they'll do the Cam Jordan restructure or whatever. So like, he's not going to do anything he doesn't have to. So it's like these moves will happen right before the signing. So I don't think there's going to be these aggressive moves that just start to happen in close succession. I think he'll get even with the cap. And then he's not going to move money around unless he has to sign a guy if they agree to a deal.
It's one of my favorite low-key things of the offseason. Andrew would text me a random weird cap move for the Saints. And it'll be like, the Saints just created $2 million in space.
Something's coming down. You know the shoe's about to drop.
Dave, one more question. Richard asks, what is up with Jameis workout face?
Oh, this is perfect because I wanted to mention this. Yeah, I watched this video and instantly I said, oh my god, look at his face. And I was in the Discord with you guys and Thomas was like, I was literally just about to post the same thing, and Thomas is going to pull it up, I'm sure. I pulled some screen grabs of his face while he was working out. And he's just got like ugly, you know. Look, no disrespect. Yeah, there he is, right there. I put the two. He looks like Beaker from the Muppets. He's got his mouth turns totally downward. His eyes are bulging out. He looks exactly like Beaker. anyway, so I would like that's my quarterback right there. There he is, right there. That's
a lot of W's being eaten.
There you go. We're rolling into 2021.
It looks like the W. He looks like he's constipated and he can't get the W out.
Seriously. Do you think that's a crab leg stealing face right there?
Look at it. It's what?
It is.
Oh, wow.
We will win. Brandon says we will win at least 3 rings with him.
I pulled a couple of faces. He's just so.
His face looks like it's melting.
I'm just glad that like when I watched it, I was like, wait a minute, look, he looks ridiculous lifting these weights, and I was glad.
Ridiculous, Jameis working out or me with my eyes closed in the morning on Channel 4.
I'd say Jameis.
Yeah, though these are
believe hilarious. It or not.
These wow. Hilarious.
Yeah, look, he can make any face he wants. He wants me a Super Bowl. I don't
yeah, care. That's what I'm saying, man. I'm pulling for him.
Did you? I don't know. The workouts were weird, though.
Yeah, he had the baseball bat.
It just didn't really seem like that was healthy for his back to be like jerking up like You know, like he's just like throwing the weights up, bad technique. I don't know. I was like, man.
Well, it's hard to say he's in like fantastic. He was in fantastic
shape. He is in good shape. Yeah. I was just thinking if I did that, like I'd be paralyzed.
You'd be dead.
Yeah.
I mean, your back is like, what's in worse shape, your back or my left arm? Because you're.
Yes.
So.
Yeah, look at that workout. Like, how is that good for his lower back?
It's not. That can't be good for anything.
Ouch. Look at his like shoulders are moving all around.
What is that?
This workout's kind of cool. So yeah, he's like going through like being in the pocket and, you know, arms like trying to swat at him. It's like he's trying to simulate being in the pocket and getting hit and keeping his technique. That's pretty cool.
Well, the Saints have a real offensive line, Jameis. You don't have to worry about that. So everybody.
Yeah. That's not what Drew Brees said in the playoffs.
You hope.
So, before we get out of here, we all talked about the odds of Russell Wilson being a Saint, but is there, you know, we saw JJ Watt, Dave, get a huge contract.
Ooh, a lot of money.
He got $23 million guaranteed. Andrew, the law of it only takes one team to be stupid and desperate is undefucking defeated. Yes. In free agency, right?
It really is. It's incredible.
It really is.
Well, I think JJ Watt being like a celebrity, he kind of has like a big name ticket sales tax associated with him, you know?
Right, totally.
Yeah.
But yeah, so it's a terrible move. I mean, if you just think about like that dude's going to play like half the season.
So that was the final question. Do you think the J.J. Watt signing means that free agency teams are going to have more money and be more freewheeling and reckless than we think, even though the cap is supposedly going to go down? Does J.J. Watt predict things for any of you, or is he like a one-off special case?
I think like Andrew said, he's a one-off case. He's a name that's on a higher echelon than everybody else, and he brings in guaranteed ticket sales and endorsements,
jerseys,
and yeah, all that kind of stuff. It's not the same as I don't think assigning a JJ Watt is anything to compare to what I think you're worried about is a Trey Hendrickson. I don't think those are comparable, so I think you don't have to worry.
Well, I mean, did it price Trey Hendrickson out of the Saints, Andrew? Do you
think? No, I don't think it has anything to do with it.
I think he was priced out all along. I mean,
yeah,
Trey Hendrickson's getting at least $10 million a year.
Okay, the Russell Wilson workouts, they're more normal, but not really. We got Russell in the swimming pool. He's not making the crazy faces like Jameis, but it's just as weird. Like, his workout videos are just as weird.
That's cool. We have them both, and then we'll just like get like workout porn. It'll be workout porn.
I just want Russell Wilson so we can have Mina Kimes back on the podcast, and she can be sad and excited about. She can be sad he left the Seahawks and excited that what he'll do with Sean Payton. So, guys, thanks for joining us. Podcast. By the way, become a patron, support the show. I say this all the time now, but when you support the show and you can be at the $7 level, $10 level, $12 level, get a t-shirt. When you support the show, we take the money and make the show more fun. Like, we aren't making a ton of money off this show. We're investing it back to make it more fun for us, to make it more fun for you. And if you support the show, we can do cool things like have Thomas produce the show and pull it. Maybe have a live show. And if we get enough patrons, we can do a live show later in the year and we'll have enough budget. We can fly Thomas in and be at the live show personally. Maybe we couldn't fly him. Maybe we have to get him. We have to like get him a stowaway on a tanker or something. But we could get him here if we had enough patrons.
We could put him on a boat. It'll take him, you know, like a month to sail. Yeah.
We usually know the live show like at least 6 to 8 weeks out. So we get him on a boat, you know, and then we get him on a boat. He lands in Florida, get him a bus ticket, or he can hitchhike his way.
He can bicycle maybe to New Orleans.
Yeah, bicycle. Florida. And then, I mean, if he got to the state line, Thomas, if you could get to like the Mississippi, Alabama line, I'd come get you. I'd do a road trip. I'd come get you.
I mean, I would go get you anywhere, though. If you got that close, I would go get you. You're a lot closer to me than to Ralph. That doesn't make any sense.
But anyway, guys, support the show and make it more fun. We're already having a blast. But if you support the show, we can do even more amazing, fun things. So thanks, everybody, for joining us. Thomas, play the music. So for Kevin, who's MIA, but still here in spirit, for Dave, for Andrew, for Thomas, running everything in Poland, doing a fantastic freaking job. The show was amazing on YouTube. The audio was crystal clear. It was great. I'm Ralph. Thanks for joining us. Until next week, the bar is closed.